Mary Kay Cabot, she's been with us for years, and she joins us right now on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, as she's wont to do on a Thursday. Hello, Mary Kay.
Hello, guys. How you doing?
We're doing okay. Does Tommy Rees mean that Jalen Milroe's going to the Cleveland Browns?
You never know, but if he does, Tommy certainly has the inside track on how to coach him, how to coax the best out of him, how to coach him up and get him ready to roll. So I think it's very, very interesting. I think it's definitely something to look at. And I will be going to the Senior Bowl in less than 2 weeks, where Jalen Milroe will be there and Tommy will be there and Bubba will be coaching the American team. So it's going to be very, very interesting.
Can someone show him how to do special teams while he's down?
Okay. Oh, that's a cheap shot. Come on.
Well, they're 32nd in special teams. 30th. I'm sorry, 30th.
Yeah, good years, yeah,
it was supposed
years.
To be
Come
an
on.
Improvement there. It was supposed to be an improvement.
It was a new kickoff rule. What are you going to do?
It was a new kickoff rule.
Yeah. Who would know how to do that as they committed a penalty on their very first kickoff of the year?
Ask her some questions.
All right, Mary Kay. So obviously, again, the autopsy on the Deshaun Watson existence and failure here in Cleveland continues. It's now sounding more and more like the messaging coming from the Browns is almost like they're distancing themselves between them and Deshaun after this injury or the rehab from the injury. What is your latest take on all this?
Well, just going by their statement, it would seem to me that they're trying to say we're moving on. I mean, when you listen to Andrew Berry in his postseason press conference, he sounded that way about Nick Chubb, too. And the statement sounded to me like they were really preparing everyone, not that people needed to be mentally prepared for it, but letting everyone know that, hey, we're moving on here. We're going in another direction. We will have a new starting quarterback in 2025. And basically that said to me that it sort of spelled the end of the ill-fated Deshaun Watson era.
Mary Kay Cabot joining us here on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. So is there a chance they could void the contract?
You know, I don't think so. I'll tell you, I had so many people sending me a video of, you know, that video of Deshaun standing behind the car with Jilly, you know, half dancing, not even using his legs. I mean, that's not going to get the contract void. So in my opinion, that kind of thing is irresponsible reporting, because that got everyone really riled up to think that the Browns could recoup their $92 million because Deshaun arm danced a little bit. That's not how that's going to happen. If he was perhaps jet skiing or skydiving or hang gliding or something like that, then they might have a chance. But short of something like that, that's not what's going to happen with that money.
If we had video of him doing like the Fonzie dance, do you think then it would be enough to void the contract?
Perhaps. It would have to be a much more aggressive dance than that.
I was watching Blues Brothers. I saw him in the background. I'm telling you, Mary Kay.
Absolutely, it would have to be something a little bit more risky, maybe jumping off of a table while dancing or something, but certainly not, you know, moving his arms a little bit and whatever the case may be.
Oh.
That wasn't it. That wasn't going to be it. Okay. But they do have some recourse in terms of insurance money and whatnot, and we don't know exactly how that's all going to work out. It's very hard to pin down that information, but I'm sure they have some insurance on Deshaun that will give them some kind of relief. And they also set up the contract and restructured the contract in such a way that after this season, if they want to move on, there's a world in which they can do that. It won't be easy. It will still be painful from a cap standpoint, but they can do it.
Mary Kay, I know some people have talked about his rehab being in, well, really we have. This show is certainly talked about the fact that, yeah, he'd been in Berea a little bit here and there, but mostly everything was going down in Florida. Do you think that puts some of this at risk, or do you think the Browns fully supported that move or may have even told him to kind of get away for a little bit?
They supported the move. So that was a joint effort between what he wanted to do, what his team wanted him to do, and what the Browns approved of and signed off on. So they're not going to be able to go back at that and say, well, you know, if you weren't in Miami, maybe blah, blah, blah. That's not how that went. The year before, you saw that he rehabbed in L.A. with Neil Elitrosh and his team, his surgeon. So they were on board with him rehabbing in Miami. Now, maybe they shouldn't have been. Maybe they should have said, stay here. We want you around. We want you to support Dorian Thompson-Robinson when he has to go out and start a game. We want you to support Jameis Winston and help him, you know, not throw interceptions, whatever. If they didn't want him in Miami, they could have seen to it that he wasn't in Miami. So they probably just have no one to blame but themselves for that one.
Mary Kay Cabot of The Plain Dealer and Cleveland.com.
Can I ask her the question?
I was hoping you would.
The guaranteed money question?
Yes, I was hoping you would.
Well, you're the one who brought it up to me, so I don't know if you wanted to ask it or you wanted me to ask it.
I did, Mary Kay. Our fans seem to be in support, at least our listeners. 75% said they would support Myles Garrett getting paid a guaranteed contract. Not just any guaranteed contract, the highest non-quarterback contract in all of football. Do you think he would have the leverage to do so?
Well, he has the leverage, I think, to get an extension and to get a raise and to have the Browns up the ante. Now, as far as a fully guaranteed contract going forward, I'm not sure that they would do that again. I don't know that it really messed everything up, I think, just in terms of perception, and that's what people keep coming back to. It ruffled the feathers of so many owners. I don't know if they would go down that road again. But I do think that they will give him some kind of raise up the ante. He's fifth in the NFL at $25 million a year. Contract goes through 2026. And Nick Bosa makes $34 million a year. So if you're going to call Miles the best defender in the NFL over and over and over again, you might have to put your money where your mouth is.
Mary Kay Cabot on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. People are sending us YouTube videos of the Fonzie dance, so I have to... I have to recuse myself from the social media here. Well, you know, I understand what you're saying there, Mary Kay. I don't care if Mark Davis.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Davis gets his feathers ruffled. I mean, he looks like a Cabbage Patch doll. But I do worry about Myles Garrett and his feathers being ruffled because Lima brought up highest paid players. It's like Nick Bosa's making $34 million. I'm not trying to look in his pockets, but doggone, Myles Garrett's better than Nick Bosa. Like, he's due a raise.
Right, that's what I just said.
Yeah.
That he needs to get a bump. He will get a bump, and that's going to be part of what they ask for when they sit down and they negotiate some things. And it sounds to me like Andrew and Miles have already had some of these conversations and that both of them feel pretty good about how it's going to go going forward. When you have probably arguably the best defender in the NFL, you're not going to mess with that if you want him around. You're not going to make him unhappy or have him head into the season being disgruntled. You saw how that went with Amari Cooper last year, which that was just a disaster from the beginning and should never have gone the way that it did. So you have to head this off at the pass, and you have to make sure that it's a win-win and get this thing situated pretty soon.
What are Tommy Rees's responsibilities going to be during the week and then maybe on game day?
We don't know game day yet because we have to find out if Kevin Stefanski is going to call the plays or if he's going to let Tommy Rees do it. I would probably resume play calling duties if I were Kevin. I don't know what he's thinking yet. We haven't had a chance to talk to him about any of this yet, but I think it's an opportunity for him to possibly go ahead and do that. But Tommy can do it too. Tommy did it at Notre Dame. He did it at Alabama. He's very well versed in all of the college concepts that their new quarterback will probably be running. And so I think that can go either way. But he'll be involved in running the offensive meetings. And I think that there's a chance, and I put this in my story yesterday, that I think there's a pretty good chance that they will hire a quarterback's coach. At least they're considering hiring a quarterback's coach as well, which I think would be a good thing. That'll give Tommy an opportunity to focus on the, you know, the bigger picture of the offense and let the quarterback's coach deal with the minutiae and the nuances of coaching probably three new quarterbacks.
Mary Kay, how often a day when you're out in public, whether you're grocery shopping, whether you're getting a new plant, how often a day are you asked about what the Browns are going to do at number two?
I do get asked about that a lot. I do get asked about that a lot. And when I send out my call for Hey MKs, that is the number one question that I get. What are they going to do at number two? And I think, obviously, you have to look at a quarterback there first and foremost, and you have to figure out if there's one there that you feel comfortable with and that can win for you. And it's not supposed to be a good quarterback class, but I can't wait to dig in and find out what the NFL types really think about it, because you don't know what a quarterback class is all about until you get the coaches and the personnel guys of the NFL involved. And that starts to happen in Mobile in a couple of weeks. That's when we'll really know. And you will see a shifting of the order of quarterbacks probably or possibly in terms of who are the top ones. And we'll start to hear things about what the Browns like and what they don't. And some of it will be subterfuge and gamesmanship. And maybe some of it will be true. But we are silly season, so be careful and be judicious.
Who's the one who possesses the power in who they pick in the NFL draft?
Well, Andrew Berry. And here's another thing. I've seen, you know, people say and heard people say, Kevin's got to, you know, pick his guy. Well, that's all well and good, but Kevin hasn't really even put on his scouting hat yet. So while the scouts and the personnel guys have been very involved in this, scouting some of these guys for a couple of years now, Kevin hasn't really had the time to do that. So he's just jumping into it now. I think Tommy Rees will be a very big help in scouting some of these college quarterbacks because he's been in the college ranks for 7 years before he came to Cleveland last year. But I think you have to be careful about letting a head coach pick your quarterback if scouting hasn't been his thing. Now, if it is his thing, that's another story. I mean, if it's Bill Belichick, then you can probably let him pick the quarterback. But I think you have to make sure that you're getting enough eyes on the situation. And I would also, I would also bring in some outside consultants who have nailed it on the quarterback over the years. There are guys like that that are viewed as experts and quarterback whisperers and really, really know how to hone in on the best quarterbacks and pick them and develop them. I would get some different opinions on this.
All right, Mary Kay, we close on this. We'd love to get your thoughts on fandom in today's NFL. An Eagles fan was talking tough to a couple way up high, looked like what would be the equivalent of the 500 section. He was really letting this female have it, saying some naughty, naughty words to her. Got caught on camera, went viral. It started out where the company had to issue a statement that he worked at, as the people found exactly where he worked and what his position was. They found his LinkedIn. They found all his social media. They found his address. They found his phone number. They found his family. They did all that, and he eventually lost his job. Should you lose your job if you act a fool at a football game?
Well, it depends. I think you have to take it on a case-by-case basis. I think you have to treat each one of these things individually and figure out exactly what the harm was that was done and how far-reaching it was. And I don't think that you can make a blanket statement that everyone who does something like this should ultimately lose their job. But in some cases, perhaps, that's not a bridge too far.
Mary Kay Cabot on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. I'd like to get into that at some point here, maybe coming up next. Mary Kay, thank you so much for the time. We'll talk to you next Thursday. You certainly have given us a hell of a lot to talk about. Thank you.
Sounds good. Thanks, guys.
Mary Kay Cabot, Cleveland Plain Dealer, Cleveland.com on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. All right, so she says Barry. Does that change? Because Jason was on with us an hour and a half ago. Jason said what? Jason said Kevin Stefanski would lead the charge.
It is interesting because these two have basically been lockstep. They've been tethered to each other.
Thought partners.
I had wondered, does Andrew Barry have even the ability, if he wanted the power, to get rid of Stefanski, to have him removed? And everybody tells me, no, that's not the setup there. So these two, they are linked. They are forever linked, it looks like. So either they both keep their jobs after next year, or they are both out of jobs next year.